Okay, sir, I'm back. I reached out to the tech office and I'm not getting an answer. So what I'm going to do is create an escalation on the order, because if they didn't contact the customer, I have no idea why they put anything in pending client reschedule without talking to the customer. Because if you went to the customer's home and they were not there, that's one thing. You did or not at home, because this was done at 12 minutes after 12 today. So, and if the customer said they had no contact.
Because their time window was from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m.
Yeah. So I don't know what's going on with that. And now, I don't know why the previous agent, when they call, they have access to see what I see. It wouldn't have been a need for this call, because they should have told them that it was already in a canceled status and no one was coming out. But we don't know why they did that, because it shouldn't have been done.
Yeah, because the big thing that was concerning me is I saw that. I'm like, maybe they're still at least going to attempt the delivery of the microwave, because it says there's a pickup signature. So I'm like, okay, let me at least kind of check on that. And because when it pulls up in FMS, it says they're at the location. And I just wanted to verify that, see if the installer had the product or not. That way I could go ahead and get them rescheduled if that's what I had to do.
Okay.
But now that I know that, I will go ahead and get the client rescheduled.
Did not call or come to her home, correct? Or come to his home.
Correct.
Okay. And I'm sorry, what was your name again?
My name is Andrew.
All right, Andrew. So I have sent this over. Just let the customer know. I have created an escalation on the account, because you got to contact the client. You can't just...
No, that's what, you got to contact them. You got to at least say something.
And if you went to their home, then you're supposed to call us and say, hey, customer's not at home. I'm here. Give us a description. None of that is in your notes. So if that was the case, and you said, they were early, and, that can happen. They can arrive early. But still, you're supposed to let us know that you're there so we can reach out to the customer and tell them, well, hey, this happened. They arrived at your home early. I mean, something. Say something.
Alrighty, well, thank
you
for
the assistance.
You
see that the tech did pick up that, he did pick up the product. So, where's the microwave?
Yeah, so that's what I'm a little confused at. Did he actually pick up the microwave then, or did he just put his signature on there?
Right.
Because with it being almost 8 o'clock, the retail stores, they close at 8 o'clock.
Right.
And you're not going to expect someone at your home after 8 o'clock with this. But I appreciate the help. I'm going to go ahead and get the client rescheduled then.
Okay. Thank you for calling us here at XPO. You enjoy your evening.
You too. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.